Hey, it's Dr. Ramona. Join Lance Skirvin and I this weekend on the Dr. Ramona Brockett Show. We've got lots of shade to throw your way.
Dr. Ramona, I have to ask you, Mike Huckabee, was he right about what he said about Dred Scott?
Lancer, I have to tell you, what Mike Huckabee said about Dred Scott isn't wrong.
You know, Dr. Ramona Brockett, this situation, this story, when I think about it, it's really, really deep.
Yeah, yeah, it's deeper than you can imagine, and I think that it's going to be a hard pill for people to swallow. And so, since the pill that we're asking everyone to swallow is not the blue pill, but the red pill, I think we may have to do this in part one, two, and three. What do you think?
Yes, that would be appropriate because, you see, it's so deep, you don't want to rush it. And there are things that you don't want to leave out, especially with something that is multifaceted like this, that, you know, there's a learning curve out here. And we may throw something out and somebody may miss it or misunderstand it. You want to be thorough. And you want this meal to cook thoroughly. Some meals you just don't rush.
Right. Well, you know, when I think about what Mike Huckabee said, and I think about this pre-presidential or the beginning, it's not even pre, it's the beginning of the presidential season, what I've noticed is that things seem to come in threes. And for this week, the three that related to each other were Mike Huckabee's statement, the fact that Ben Carson is number two in the Republican race for the nominee, mm-hmm. and three, that James Blake was attacked at the Hilton in Manhattan. Now, they may seem like three very distinct things and that they don't relate, but they actually do, and they all relate back to Dred Scott mm-hmm. versus Sanford, which is the case that Mike Huckabee said still exists. And let's talk about that for a minute. Mike Huckabee is a presidential candidate, as everyone knows. He's been a Fox News contributor. He even has a show on Fox. And he is a minister. Mm-hmm. And he, in discussing what happened with Kim Davis last week in Kentucky, he said to the news organizations, well, you know, I don't see why we just don't ignore this ruling that came down from the United States Supreme Court with regard to same-sex marriage and having to sign, you know, marriage certificates. And he said, after all, Dred Scott is still the law of the land, and we ignore that. Well, when he said that, excuse my terminology, all hell broke loose. And all of a sudden, you have these people saying, no, no, that's not true. Oh, my God, no, no. You know, stop the presses. You know, and there was a really big hullabaloo, but nobody really understands what the hullabaloo is all about. Now, you and I know that we have agents out there that don't want the people to hear what we have to say.
Of course.
So we're going to do a PG warning, okay? We're about to say stuff in this broadcast that you will not like. If you don't want it, take the blue pill. If you do want it, take the red pill, sit down, and listen.
And we can show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
The rabbit hole is deep, honey. what else was I going to say? Oh, I forgot what the other thing I was going to say. But yeah, the rabbit hole is deep, and it's very interesting because, Mike Huckabee is kind of right. And let's talk about it for a minute. So we have Dred Scott versus Sanford. What happened was Dred Scott was a slave. He was born in Virginia in 1795. And he eventually, he was owned by a man named Peter Blow, mm-hmm. moved to Alabama in 1818. Then Blow sold Scott to a guy named Dr. John Emerson, okay? Dr. Emerson was a U.S. Army surgeon, Blow sold him because he gave up farming and he settled in St. Louis, Missouri, and so he sold him to Emerson. Well, Emerson did a whole lot of stuff, and he actually had business up in what we call the Wisconsin Territory, specifically in Minnesota. Now, in America at that time, the Wisconsin Territory, anything above, I think it was 30 and N, I don't know how to say that, but the degrees, anything above, let's say, exit 2 on the New Jersey Turnpike, take a line and draw it straight across the country. Anything above that was free. And if you were a slave and you were up there with your master, you were to be treated as a free person. Hmm. You were not to be treated as a slave. In fact, if any of the people listening saw 12 Years a Slave, there's a scene where Solomon Northrup is in a shop, and the man is treating him and his wife and his kids very nicely, and another white man walks in, and he walks in with a black guy. Mm-hmm. And the black guy is, like, shocked to see how he's being treated, and the white man comes in and calls the man back. Well, that's an example of being in the Northern Territory, being a slave, but having, quote-unquote, freedom because you weren't allowed to be treated as a slave. You could be treated as an apprentice, but not a slave up that way. Okay, so he was with Dred Scott, was with Dr. Emerson for several years. Up in that territory. And what ended up happening was Emerson died. Oh. And now, during the time they were up in the upper territory, Dred Scott got married, he had a child, the whole nine yards. He lived as a free man. Mm-hmm. But when his master died, and I hate to call it the master, but when the master died.
At the time, you know.
Oh, Lord, master dead. Lord, Jesus. Whoa,
What's we going to do?
Whoa, Lord. Anyway, so when master died, Dred Scott, the whole question was like, well, isn't he a free man? You know, he's been free here for so many years, 10 years, 11 years. I mean, isn't he free?
Right.
But in actuality, he was the property of the family. Now, Emerson was married, okay, but back then, a woman was either the property of her husband or her father, and she really didn't inherit property. If there was property to be distributed, some man in her family would have to distribute it. Mm-hmm. Hence, Sanford, her brother, was one to distribute the property. So that's why it's Dred Scott versus Sanford. It's a very interesting case. Mm-hmm. So here's the crux of it, and this is why everybody last week when Mike Huckabee said what he said, this is why everybody said, no, you couldn't have said that, oh my God, because, you know, Justice Taney, who was the head of the court, he wrote something in the decision that still stands to today. Let me explain this. Let's use the case of the reproductive rights case was Roe v. Wade. We know in the last few years there's been all this talk about, oh my God, well, if that's decided, it's going to overturn Roe v. Wade and women won't have the same, you know, power over their uterus. And, you know, we've heard all this talk. Well, here's the deal. Dred Scott versus Sanford has never been overturned, not by another case, and it's not been overturned by any amendment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It still stands. Let me tell you something else. Dred Scott, the case took 11 years to decide. It started in 1843, it finished in 1854, because literally the judges had to ride the circuit. They had to go by horse and buggy from one circuit to the next.
It was a much slower world.
Yeah, it was a much different world. So, you know, as when we go to court, we appeal something, we send it into the clerk of the courts, they send it up to the judge beats you up, they send it back, you know. But there, literally, they had to ride the circuit, so it took 11 years. Plus, it's a black man, okay? And further, between 1843 and 1854, black people in America weren't considered human. We were considered three-fifths of people. Now, I want you to take what I just said and put it on the shelf for 1 minute.
Okay.
But as you're putting it on the shelf, I want to ask you a question. Do you know whether the Emancipation Proclamation or any other legal document in America ever said that we were no longer three-fifths of people?
I don't believe anything was put down to even say that.
Wait, say that one more time?
I said, I don't believe anything was written down to even say that.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I'm just assuming, you know, you would hear it. It would have been taught in the schools. And the conditions remain the same. I mean, I never thought about it. And I guess most people never thought about it. They assumed it. But since you posed the question to me, I have to say that I've never really seen evidence of that. Because... oh, you've read about us being three-fifths, you know, of a human being, and, well, not really being a human being, property, but where is it that it states, to, you know, to overrule that and to erase that and to banish that? I really don't know. I really never thought about it. And like many other people, I assumed it, but where is it?
I think that most of the people listening to us probably think that somewhere in America it's written, former slaves are no longer three-fifths of people. They're now
right.
People and they're free. Okay, so put that on the shelf for a minute. And
exactly.
If you were taking a test, you would have gotten that one, ding, 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 right.
Yay, okay. I got a cookie and a pretzel.
Woo-hoo, yeah, that and a whip will get you a beating on a plantation. Okay, so, all right, okay. Now, black folk, African slaves were considered three-fifths of people. So at the time, this whole case came with Dred Scott because the case was all about he wanted his freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know whether the Constitution of the United States not only provided freedom for him, but if he was recognized by the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the United States, the first three words are we the what?
We the people.
We the people. If you are not considered a human being, if you are only three-fifths of a people, when it says we the people, are you one of the people that the Constitution's talking about?
It didn't say we the property or we the beast or the animals or the lowlives. It said we the people, so
we
I guess
people?
We weren't the people.
Not the people. Mm-hmm. You know, our folk were down in the Caribbean, but yeah, we were not the people. Okay, that's number one. Number two. In the Constitution, in order to be a citizen, you have to be considered a people, okay? So here, Dred Scott's question was, I've been free. I should have the benefits of the Constitution. As a Negro, do I have the benefit of the Constitution, okay? And again, this was decided in 1854. The Emancipation Proclamation was not made until 1863, 64, 65, okay? That's when, well, we know it was January 1st, 1863, but effective 1864, et cetera. Okay, so let's look at what the Chief Justice said when he asked the question, when Dred Scott said, do I have the right as a man under the Constitution to be covered and have my freedom? This is what the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court said. According to Chief Justice Taney, he said, the authors of the Constitution viewed all blacks as beings of an inferior order and altogether unfit to associate with the white race, either in social or political relations, and so far inferior that they had no rights which the white man was bound to respect. More specifically, what the judge said was, the Negro has no right which the white man is bound to respect.
So when they talk, what year was that again exactly that he said this?
1854.
Oh, you know, I'm thinking it's 2015. But anyway, that was just my bad.
Yeah, right. Okay. Interesting. Anyway, but you know, you might be right. It might not be your bad. It might be your good. Okay. So the other day, Mike Huckabee said, "Dred Scott still exists." What?
Ooh.
Yesterday, we saw James Blakey get taken down by that cop in New York. Let me read this. The Negro has no rights which the white man is bound to respect. Yesterday, I also saw Fox is having another debate with the candidates. We know that Ben Carson is now number two, Jeb Bush is number three, Donald Trump is number one. And when the Fox News people listed the candidates in order, they listed Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, and then Ben Carson. Let me say it one more time. Ben Carson is number two, but Fox listed it as Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Ben Carson. Again, what did Justice Taney write? The Negro has no rights which the white man is bound to respect. Okay, hold on. Mike Huckabee said, this legal case is still in existence. Hold on. We see that when that there is a fleeing felon rule, which is very similar to the slave fugitive laws.
Yes.
Okay. And if a slave fugitive was running, you could kill him. If a felon is fleeing, you can kill him. Hold on. Why am I saying this? Why am I putting it in the same box?
Because it's parallel. It's parallel and relevant, and it's the same. It's the same.
It seems the same, and you're right. I agree. It's the same. It's similar. But hold on. Let's just dissect it a little bit more. Because there are those critics out there saying, oh, they're just trying to make a problem for us. They were supposed to take that blue pill. They done took red.
They need to go on and watch some of those twerking videos of ratchet fights, or go on and make some more of them darker kids with the nappy hair so we can lock them up. They're getting too wise over there.
Yeah, then they can do the whip and nay-nay too. Whoa, Lordy, pick-a-dilly-pop. Whoa, Lordy, pick-a-dilly-pop. Jump down, turn down, pick-a-dilly-pop. Jump down, do the whip. Do the nay-nay. Do the jump down. Okay.
Yeah, I'm stomping up dirt here with my overalls, my big straw hat, my bare feet.
Yo, man. Oh, wait, maybe we could do the Weibo to that. Remember the Weibo back in the day?
Well, if you do that, you're moving your head sideways so you can dodge the blows that they try to hit you with.
Truth, not fiction.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So, okay. All right. So when
my crazy. But go ahead.
I need Jesus on a daily basis.
I'm going to say symbolically, you crazy.
You crazy, girl. You crazy. Anyway, so you know, Mike Huckabee said what he said, and all the white news organizations had a meltdown. It was like Chernobyl on the news organization. So, you know, everybody's freaking out, saying, oh, my God, no. In denial, we live in Egypt, and they're saying that, like, the 13th and 14th Amendment eradicated, the 13th and 14th Amendments eradicated, Dred Scott. Really? They said the 14th, let's start with the 14th. They said the 14th Amendment eradicated Dred Scott because of the citizenship provision in the 14th Amendment. Well, the citizenship provision in the 14th Amendment says, ooh, and before I say it, for all those agents out there, a Negro with knowledge, oops. Okay. The citizenship provision in the 14th Amendment says if you're born or naturalized in the United States, you are a United States citizen. Wait, weren't we just talking about this the other day when we were talking about Trump? Anyway, well, if you're born or naturalized.
But you see how it all ties in?
It really does, just like a pair of, I don't know, that guy's sneakers. Who is he? The one who, let me stop. Yeah, if you are, what was he? He played for the Bulls, and
Michael
he owns
Jordan.
He owns private, he invests in private jails so that they're a profit.
Yes.
So, yeah, anyway. Lordy, take a bill, come. Lordy, take a bill. Gosh, why can't I get, why can't I just do the Weibo to, like, okay, Ramona, I'm having a schizoid embolism. Okay, all right.
But it's quite all right. We live in America. That's to be expected.
America.
But you still have too much knowledge. The agents are working overtime. You're spouting too much truth. They're going to mess with this video.
They're going to mess with the video. Okay, so, okay. All righty then. Let's get back to the point. All right, so here we have the 14th Amendment, which talks about citizenship and that if you are born and naturalized, you are a citizen. So that should take care of, as the commentator said, part of Dred Scott. Let me say that again. That should take care of part of Dred Scott. What part? The citizen part. But wait, we still have another part here that I find to be quite interesting. Beings of an inferior order. Altogether unfit to associate with the white race, either in social or political relations. See, that's why our shows are being tampered with, because we're inferior, and how dare we engage intellectually?
Exactly.
Because then we are somehow, we don't know our place, and we're stepping outside of our paradigm.
And we might inspire others to do the same and think beyond the box, like the gentleman the other day who made a point of just letting me know that I'm a bus driver. You are a bus driver. You're a bus driver. And I say it all the time. But if I'm only a bus driver, so much is done? I just want to ask one thing. To that gentleman, what do you do? Are you defined by the task that you do to make a little money? Or are you more than that, but in our present manifestation, we just have to put a little food on the table and a roof over our head? I am bigger than that. Dr. Mona Brockett, you are greater than that. You are a criminologist and a lawyer and beyond, and you're greater than that title. They can't contain you. Melanin envy. Sorry. Continue.
That's
on.
Okay. Hey, Jesus' hair was wool, his skin was bronze, and he was just a carpenter.
He was just a carpenter.
But
so I'm in good company.
That's right. But yet he came from the line of Judah, which meant that he was supposed to be a king.
Yes.
And he was a rabbi, so his skin was a little bit too dark. The God that sits in the highest heaven had called him to be the Mashiach, the Messiah. And people couldn't handle somebody with wool hair and skin of bronze being the Messiah and being a king. So, because after all, he was just a what? Carpenter. Okay, let's move on. So here with our just the carpenter selves, just the bus driver
just
self, just the Ramona self, here, okay, we see that the 14th Amendment allows you to be a citizen, and it takes care of part of Dred Scott, but the reason why in Dred Scott he couldn't be a citizen was because he wasn't considered human. So I'm beginning to see somewhat of an oxymoron when it comes to the analysis. There's something wrong here. There's an anomaly. There's like a one-off here, okay? Then the people who were criticizing Mike Huckabee said, no, and then the 13th Amendment also eradicates it. Well, the 13th Amendment says there's no slavery or indentured servitude except as a punishment for crime. Mm-hmm. So that means that once you are in police custody, because punishment for crime means this, the minute you're in police custody, that punishment for crime sends you back to three-fifths of a person, mm-hmm. if you're black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the 13th Amendment has never made sense to me. So why did they have to, why couldn't they have just said there's no more slavery and indentured servitude anywhere in the United States,
they
period?
They had to leave the loophole. They had to leave it open because of the belief of what they stated later on in that same thing, where they said that we're inferior and we're not to deal. I always jack it up, but on a social order, they still believe that.
Of course they do.
That's why I get called names and what I only am, and try to limit me and you and everybody who looks like us.
Well, and that's why Serena could be treated, and the commentators could say the things that they say, and the people could say, she's not a woman, she's a man, and they can say that about Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama's a man, she has a penis, look at this, you know. They can say that because they look at us not as human beings, but as three-quarters of people. Granted, they may say that the 14th Amendment's citizenship clause eradicates a portion of Dred Scott, but it doesn't eradicate at all. Mm-hmm. And this is the other thing. These are legal decisions that become the law of the land, mm-hmm. okay? The only way to get Dred Scott to be different is if it was overturned. The 14th Amendment did not overturn the fact that he was three-fifths of a person and not considered human under the Constitution, okay? It did say if you're born or naturalized here, you could be a citizen, but it did not say that blacks were no longer three-fifths of a person. The 13th Amendment says you're okay unless you commit a crime, and the minute you're in police custody, you're three-fifths of a person.
But isn't it easy to put us in that position of committing a crime because we're a suspicious person and we have to detain you or make something up and lock you up? Look at it. I mean, it's so easy to put us back to being a slave again.
Well, and let me tell you why that is. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about why that is. Now, I'm about to make a proclamation. I have water here in my cold cup from Starbucks, and I'm about to take a sip. I have proclaimed that I'm sipping some water from my cold cup. This is a Ramona Brockett proclamation.
Yes.
I am emancipating the water from the cold cup because I'm sipping it out and I'm swallowing it. So it's partially being emancipated from living in the cold cup. Isn't that fabulous?
It's wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so now, I just made a proclamation. Now, does my proclamation make anyone here in New York City free? Does it make all the water in New York City free?
Nope.
Is it a legal proclamation? President Lincoln, good old Abe, as honest as he was, made a proclamation in 1862, and then it was then again, proclaimed, I guess, at January 1st, 1863, that Negroes would be freed. Now, this is where it gets, it gets so deep. Wait, I got to find this. Well, maybe this might be for part two.
Right, but he said, let it flow, because we know it's deep, so let's just flow.
It's heavy, though. It's heavy. You know, it's heavy con carne, okay? He said, let Negroes, here we go. Let me put this into my little search engine. He said, let the slaves be free. We are going to make them free. He never says, the Emancipation Proclamation never says, Negroes are no longer three-fifths of persons, they are whole people. It never says that. Mm-hmm. It just says, let's give them freedom. And it's very specific about the states and regions that have to follow the Emancipation Proclamation. It's really deep. It's really interesting. And let's just for now,
yes,
let the people know that there were certain places in New Orleans that didn't have to follow the Emancipation Proclamation. There are certain places in Virginia, like Norfolk and mm-hmm. Accomack County and Princess Anne County, and Portsmouth, which did not have to follow the Emancipation Proclamation. There were states which didn't have to follow it, including any state that would eventually become West Virginia, Maryland, Kentucky, Delaware, and Missouri. Very interesting.
You're right.
There are certain parishes. Let me see if I can find this. I might not be able to find it now. There are certain parishes that did not have, in Louisiana, that did not have to follow the Emancipation Proclamation.
Say that there's got to be, I don't know if there's a study, and everybody who listens to this program and our conversations know that we love everyone. And it just seems to me the places you mentioned, Norfolk, Virginia, certain parts of Missouri, certain parishes in Mississippi, or Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana. Yeah, sorry about that. But but it just seems that those places that didn't have to adhere to that proclamation, they still seem to have the stench of that overall stronghold in those places today. And it shows in the apprehension of the people, the black people that are there. Look, I'm going to be real and say it. It just seems to me that there are many places in this country where the black people are just still so afraid to stand up and speak up for themselves because that thing has been hanging over them and that's all they know. And they don't want to make trouble. And anybody who lives there, please tell me anonymously or leave it in the comment box. Or even if you don't live out there, am I crazy for thinking this?
Mm-mm. No, you're not. Because the parishes, the same parishes which were overrun by the levies are the parishes that did not have to follow the Emancipation Proclamation. Mm-hmm. The same ones in 2005, which were overrun by the levies. In the state of Maryland, you know what Maryland's all about. It's an extremely racist state. Look at what just happened in Kentucky. When I said the other day that she didn't have to follow anything, it's because Kentucky has never had to suffer for its racism. It's always been excused. And so Kentucky could continue to have slavery. Maryland could continue to have slavery. Delaware could continue to have slavery. And let's look at Missouri. Look at what's happening in Ferguson and other places in Missouri. It still exists. But hold up. Wait a minute. A proclamation is just that. A proclamation. It is not the law of the land. So if they make a proclamation that slaves in the lower territories, where, by the way, we're talking about Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, places where at least 50% of the income in America, 50% of the income in America, let me say it again, 50% of the product that made income from America, which was cotton, was grown. So here, President Lincoln did not punish Maryland and Delaware and Kentucky and Missouri. But they were not the cotton-growing states that were making all the money. Mm-hmm. The states that were making all the money were the ones that were punished. And they were told, you have to stop slavery. Maryland and Kentucky and Delaware, I mean, Maryland, Delaware, those are grain. Those are grains. Kentucky, yeah, we've got tobacco, but you don't live off of tobacco, okay? That cotton was important because it went all over the world. And when you got loans, and this will be part two and part three, when you got loans for intra-slave trade, and those funds went not only to fund the cotton industry, but to fund buildings and to fund schooling and to fund the basic, railroads and everything else. A whole lot was built in America on the backs of slavery. so when and we're going to get further into that, but for now, tonight's brief discussion, because they're going to be talking about this Sunday morning, okay, on all the talk shows, and hopefully this will be up in time so that when they're talking about it, they can, because, you know, you're extremely busy, Lance, so it's hard to for you to get everything up when we'd like for it to get up, but it gets up and people can hear it,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
But I want people to be thinking about this. Now, there is a proclamation that blacks are free, but nowhere in this Emancipation Proclamation does it say that blacks are no longer three-fifths of people, but human.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, blacks went from being three-fifths of people to being secondary citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again. Blacks went from being three-fifths of people to being secondary citizens. And we understand that they're secondary citizens by what Trump is running around saying. Oh, you get the Mexican that comes over the border and they give birth, and that kid is now living off our taxes. You're talking about a secondary citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So the 14th Amendment says that if you're born or naturalized here, you Negroes are now Americans. But yet, it doesn't say that the three-fifths provision is invalid. And then when you have the 13th Amendment, which says, oh, yeah, sure, no more slavery or indentured servitude, except as a punishment for crime. And by the mere fact that our skin, which is a badge of indicia,
mm-hmm.
and which enslaves us and which criminalizes us, makes us targets for the police. We see that the minute we're in police custody, we go back to being three-fifths of a person. We do. And we know that we do because it says there's no slavery or indentured servitude except as a punishment for crime. Moreover, the Congress got rid of indentured servitude. There is no more indentured servitude. But slavery has never been taken off the books.
Wordplay.
Child. Whoa, Lord, it's Tickerbell. So when we see a guy like James Blakey standing there at one of the nicest hotels in New York City, leaning up against the pole, chilling. It's a nice day. He's got a little, it's a little warm that day. He's in the shade. He's probably waiting for his wife or somebody to come down.
Mm-hmm.
He's not paying attention to anything. And all of a sudden we see this white male cop charge him, throw him on the ground, and essentially beat him up. Does that correlate with the words from this case that it does not matter? No Negro is to be respected by a white man? When we see that Fox has gone and put the order of people as Trump first, Bush second, Carson third,
mm-hmm.
when Carson second,
mm-hmm.
no white person is to respect anything a black does. When we watch TV and we constantly see ourselves in the role of some type of maid, and don't get it twisted, everybody loves scandal, but if you really look at Olivia and her dad and her mom,
tell it.
They are just house Negroes.
Yes. To
her
reinforce
dad runs,
in my mind.
Yeah. Her dad runs nothing. Somebody's running him. Somebody outside of the country is running him so that he can run the country. And to bake your noodle even more, as the Oracle said.
Well, you are the Oracle.
Well. I don't know about
your
that.
Owl Oracle. Your Oracle.
Well, I don't know, but to bake your noodle even more, let me just end part one with this. Obama may be the quote-unquote president, but there are very strict guidelines for how you are supposed to be sworn into office. There are very strict guidelines for how those words are supposed to be read. There are very strict guidelines for where you're supposed to be sworn in. During his swearing-in ceremony,
mm-hmm.
not only did the Chief Justice incorrectly read the words which caused the swearing-in ceremony not to really happen, but he then swore him in front of a fireplace in the White House, not in the presence of everyone who was supposed to be there. I can't help but think that the words in this case, which says you are not, no Negro, a Negro does not have any right that a white man must respect. I can't help but thinking that that swearing-in ceremony, that initial swearing-in ceremony, was a reflection of the case of Dred Scott. Now, did Mike Huckabee break the white code when he said what he said? We'll answer that question in part 2 and 3.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at landscurve.com and follow Scurve on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance Scurve.